Yeah, good afternoon, Asia. Good, how are you? $100,000 would be good. What's your name? Hang on 1 second. Okay, you're at unit 4067 Wilderich Road. Yep. What do you, what, sorry, what are we talking about? Yep. I don't have a clue. All I know is I'm in your account, and the account says is an outstanding of $330. Now, who said you don't have to pay it? I did. I did myself or somebody from the company? Oh, okay. Hang on a sec. Let me just check something. Yep. I don't blame you, mate, because I hate this bloody NDC charges. Does exactly the same thing with me. I told Lynham Networks and all these bloody network providers to leave us out of it. We don't have want to have nothing to do with it. However, the Australian government, mate, puts out these bloody laws, and we cop all this shit. And I'm sick of it too. Hang on. So let's have a look at that. Blah 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 blah. So has anything been paid for those charges yet? Are the services active now? Are they working? What's this? Okay. But when you say they, who are we talking about? Lynham Networks or Airtel? Oh, can you send it to me? I'll give you the email address. Yep. Yeah, because we don't have authority to say not to pay it or whatever. The authority's given, sorry? Yeah, no, that's, yeah, do it that way. Less headache for me. Trouble is, if you don't pay for it and it needs to be paid, they'll shut your service down. That's the problem. Well, look, let's start from the beginning. Is your establishment where you live in, is it a brand new building? Okay. when you moved into the apartment, has anybody else lived there prior you? Well, then, according to the Australian government laws, a new development charge will then be charged out to the owner of that building that needs to be paid, because that is a government charge. It's not a Linham Networks or our charge. It's a government charge. It's a once-off charge. So I'm just letting you know, you can look that up on the NBN site, the ACCC site. It's Well, then, in that case, I will just refrain from it. I'll just tell my team not to charge you anything, and you can just work it out with Linham Networks. Yeah, because I prefer them to sort it out with you than for us, because all we're doing is their dirty job, and I hate it. But don't say I said that. Do you know what I mean? I think I spoke to your son or son-in-law, was it? Yeah, and then I had to log a fault because the service wasn't working. Now it's working, right? Okay, so we've got all that sorted. That's good. The only other thing is this NDC charge. What? Whoa! Stop there. What do you mean? Oh, okay, so while the connection was down, you had you because I think you got a Telstra dongle or something like that. Bloody! I'll be long. Okay. Holy crap! That's a lot. How many televisions you got hooked up? 10. So how come you use that much gigabytes? There's something not right there. And how much did all that cost you? Save it, and well, look, you're on a good plan and 140 Mbps, which is only $89.95 a month, and it's unlimited, so you don't have to worry about any excessive usage. Well, what's really concerning me is how the hell did you use 150 gigas in 1 week? Holy crap. Yeah. Yeah, nah. Those four 5G dongles, I got a f look. Number one, they're vulnerable. They the data charges are absolutely too much, and I think the Australian government should not allow a 5G home network service because It's actually the 5G is a health risk as well, they say, scientifically proven. So I don't even know why they do it. It's good on the phone, but not good on that type of thing. Oh, look, just leave it with it. Leave it with me. Give me what's today? Tuesday? Yeah, give me till Thursday, and I'll see what I can get sorted out for you. All right? Yeah, I got your number, but don't stress. It's only bloody money shit. Oh, thanks for that. Appreciate it. Yeah. Now, look, I agree with you. There's a lot of things that still needs to be sorted out here with the internet, the Australian government, all that bullshit. But what do you do, mate? What do you do? You know, I'm an internet service provider, and I say, look, mate, we can only do the best we can. Prices are astronomically high here in Australia still for the bloody internet. No, we're not. There is a company called Bharti. They call themselves Bharti Airtel, which I didn't even know they existed, but we're Airtel Australia. I chose that name back in 1999. Well, I'm one of the main back-end engineering guys and all that stuff that tries to sort everything out. No, we're not an Indian firm. There is an Indian firm, and I get a lot of Indians calling me, ringing me up. Oh, good afternoon. My Indian SIM card is not working, not working. What can I do? I said, mate, you'll have to call India. So no, but I'd hate to be Airtel India because they have a lot of technical issues, a lot, a lot, and their customer service is absolutely terrible. Yeah. Yeah, no, I hear you loud, loud, loud and clear. Oh, thank you so much. It's much appreciated. Oh, thank you. Well, I appreciate your feedback. Thank you so much. Philippine. Yeah. We got all our call centers, tech support. At a level one and two troubleshooting, they're all from the Philippines. I'm not going to hide it. I tried to hire some people here in Australia, and it just was a waste of time. Yeah, you're probably talking about Moraine. Yeah. I say it was you she was talking about. Nah, she was. She's not that way inclined. But I know what you're saying. Nah, she's not like that. Yeah. Sorry to hear. Well, mate, there's plenty of those I know, and you know, it's got nothing. It's just everyone's different, you know. They have different, you know. Oh, that's good, mate. Oh, that's good. All right, thanks so much for that, Adrian. You have a lovely day. Just expect my call the next couple of days. All right, take care, mate.